Listeners of NPR's Morning Edition will have to make an adjustment after the new year. One of the voices that's been gently waking them up since the program began will be moving on. After 30 years, Carl Castle is retiring from the daily news business. I got the chance to talk to Carl Castle about his future plans and about how things started for him at NPR.
Back in 1977, I was hired full-time after having done some part-time work a couple of years earlier. And I was around when Morning Edition went on the air in 1979, and I began doing early morning newscasts then.
Can you give us a snapshot of what it was like around National Public Radio in those early days?
Well, we had about maybe 150 to 200 people on staff. We occupied two floors in a building on M Street, and I think our audience was made up primarily of our families, and that was about it. But we began to grow and grow and grow till we are what we are today.
I understand that even as you retire from the news business, you're going to stick around with Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, I certainly will. I'm not leaving that program, and I will be around also as a kind of roving ambassador for NPR. I'll be out helping stations with fundraisers, with any event they may have, make a speech somewhere. But I'll be around. You can't get rid of me.
What keeps you coming back to Wait, Wait?
Well, because I love the program. I would not leave that program. Believe me, it is so much fun to do. And it's like the end of my week. I go home with a smile on my face because I feel like I've had a good time, and I have had a good time. If you were on that program, it would take wild horses to drag you away, too.
Well, is part of it perhaps that you enjoy the power of being the judge?
Well, I like to throw my weight around once in a while, but, you know, those people, they're sharp, too, and they know that they have to adhere by the rules, and I don't have too much back talk from them.
I talked to Paula Poundstone a while back for the show, and she tells the tale of you tying her tie for her. Can you corroborate this?
I did. I tied her tie. Paula always wears a tie, and her favorite tie is one with a picture of the Three Stooges on it. She's a funny, funny woman and a dear woman, too. I love her very much.
What are you looking forward to most from retiring?
Well, when I say retiring, when you say retiring, I get the image of somebody who's going to go out and play golf every day or something like that.
And, fish.
It's something I would never do. So that's why I'm going to be here with the company and be working with the company 5 days a week, like I'm even doing today, and staying with Wait, Wait. So I'm not that type of retiree that you that caricature of a retiree.
Well, one of your hobbies that I found out about from the NPR profile of you, it claimed that you were an accomplished magician.
I don't know if it's all that accomplished. There are certain illusions which I can do pretty well, and it'll fool the bazabbers out of you. But I enjoy it, and I'm always looking for something new to do. I do have a Black & Decker saw that I can saw people in half with, and so far I've been very lucky, no accidents. I like the Chinese linking rings. You know, you have four separate rings in your hand. Before you're finished, they're all linked together in one in a chain. I love those things, and it's good to fool people with magic. They love it.
What first drew you into magic? What was the key moment when you were young?
Several years ago, I've always had a little interest in it from way back when I first could remember what I was doing. But several years ago, Barry Gortimer, who is a producer for Morning Edition, he's a magician. He does it professionally from time to time. And so he showed me some illusions, and we got together and put together an act we called the Magic Edition. And we performed at public radio conventions from time to time and at holiday parties here at NPR. We haven't done this in a long time, but we had fun. Barry had two doves. White doves he brought in, and we made them appear and disappear from time to time. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Do you typically carry some trick in your pocket? Do you have the makings of a magic trick on you?
Not at the moment, no.
you know, you could lie. It's radio.
I keep some nearby. I have a briefcase with a few in there.
And the briefcase that's followed you into, you know, the White House and places like that?
No. Okay. Well, what I have would not set off a metal detector, no.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, the Secret Service might have questions about the linking rings or something.
Oh, they would definitely want to take a look at them. Yeah. I have packed those in my suitcase, and whenever I do, they always open the suitcase and look at it just to be sure it's nothing dangerous.
To what do you attribute your incredible popularity with National Public Radio's female listeners?
Charm, a word like that, good looks, savoir-faire, whatever that is, and just a good old guy that you want to know, somebody who knows his way around.
Mm-hmm. To what do you attribute these qualities in yourself? Was this learned or bred?
I think I learned some of them, probably born with many of them. But I don't use them all the time because I have a wonderful wife, and she wouldn't put up with it.